Looking up at the moon, dreaming at night, lost in a world of stars in the sky. Without gravity to hold you down, you can travel past the speed of sound. It used to be easy, just closing your eyes and wonder when will you walk on the moon again? Yeah, when will you walk on the moon again? There's no doubt about it, did you do it back then? When will you walk on the moon again? Everyone told you, you must be out of your mind. First step might seem small, but it's a giant leap for mankind. When you read it all over the news, it's so hard to believe it's true. Still there are waiting, waiting for the next time. I wonder when will you walk on the moon again? Yeah, when will you walk on the moon again? No doubt about it, yeah, you knew it back when. When will you walk on the moon again? There's no feeling like it I've ever known, but once you get there you just must want to get back home. Yeah, when will you walk on? It's no feeling like it except baby love. All I know is the once ain't enough. No, no. When will you walk on the moon again? When will you walk on the moon again? When will you walk on the moon again?
Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and we began the show tonight with David Holt singing Walk on the Moon Again, performed in Austin, Texas in 2005, March. Well, this is going to be a bit different Space Show from what we had planned, because we are broadcasting from new studios. And the transmitter is, as usual, where it normally is and working perfectly. And the studio, well, it looks really, really good, feels good. And everything here seems to be working fine. But there's one little problem. If you've been listening to us for more than about 10 or 15 minutes, you'll be aware that the signal between the studio and the transmitter is dropping out quite frequently. So we had planned to do a moon program as well as manned spaceflight. We were going to have Wernher von Braun talking about toward manned spaceflight. Wernher von Braun, the German rocket pioneer, talking with another German rocket pioneer, Willy Ley, about toward manned spaceflight. And then we were going to follow that up with our interview with Fred Hayes. Fred Hayes, who flew on the Apollo 13 mission. But because of the dropouts, we have decided to go with a mainly musical space program tonight, and we're going to be discussing some of the future meetings that are happening and some events. So get your diary handy. We have an eclipse coming up. We have a major celebratory event or commemorative event for Apollo 13, and we have the regular Space Association meeting. So all that coming up on the Space Show. So do get your diary handy. We're going now with Reaching for the Moon by Julia K. Rhodes. And this was performed at the 2010 International Space Development Conference in Chicago, Illinois. And it was introduced by Kirby Eichen of Sydney. And we'll just get ready. And here we go with Julia K. Rhodes.
We are very fortunate to have a young lady by the name of Julia K. Rhodes from Manhattan, Illinois. She's from the Lincoln Way Central High School, and she's a singer. She has participated in the Nashville American Country Music Awards, which I understand is on TV, although I can't see it in Sydney. She's 15 years old, and she's auditioning for American Idol next year. And we are very privileged that she has actually written a song for this conference. It's titled Reaching to the Moon, and Julia is going to sing for our supper in the middle of the dance floor here. So I'd encourage you all to welcome Julia K. Rhodes.
Send me free.
That was Julia K. Rhodes performing at the 2010 International Space Development Conference in Chicago, Illinois, introduced by Kirby Ikon of Sydney, Reaching for the Moon. Now, this was to have been a reaching towards manned spaceflight and reaching toward the moon for Apollo 13 tonight, but because of the dropouts, we're going for a musical space show, which, by the way, has been on air now for 24 years. This is our 24th birthday broadcast. Well, joining me now from the Space Association of Australia, the president of the association, is Peter Aylward. Welcome to the Space Show, Peter.
Good evening, Andrew, and lovely Serenity you got here.
Yes. Now, Space Association organises lots of events, including this program. We've got one tomorrow night. What's on?
That's right. Tomorrow night is our April meeting, our monthly meetings we have on the first Thursday of each month, and it happens to be tomorrow night, the 2nd of April. And the meeting will be at the Oakley RSL, as per usual, from 7 till about 10 p.m. And tomorrow night we've got a very packed show, a program, as usual, actually. We're going to have a bit of a look at Dr. James Hansen, Neil Armstrong biographer, had a talk which the association organised earlier, last week. We also were involved in the Robert Zubin, the president of the Global Mars Society. He had a talk in Melbourne as well, so we were involved in that. And we're going to be looking forward to some of the events coming up as well.
Yes, and Robert Zubrin was kind enough to allow us to record his talk. And also, we did a very extensive interview with Robert, which will be on the Space Show sometime in the future.
Fantastic. I look forward to listening to that. With other activities of our membership, people may or may not know that Australia launched a 1-to-1 scale V2 rocket last month from Queensland. It didn't go very high, but it was built by members of the Tripoli Rocket Association, the Victorian branch, and it was a world record largest, it was a 1-to-1 scale model rocket. So it was amazing construction, and it went very, very well. And so we'll have a first-hand report of that. We're going to also have a look at different space news, different things are happening at NASA with this space launch system, the Orion capsule that's in development. And also we're going to look at the future of the International Space Station, what's going to happen with that, and how long is it going to be up there, and who's going to be manning it, and how's it going to be put in a drink if that's what happened. Another report from the European Space Agency space plane, which they tested just recently. And we'll have a roundup of other space news as well. And then we're going to look back. We're going to look back at 50 years of extravehicular activity, in other words, spacewalks. It was 50 years ago last month, when a Russian, Alexei Leonov, did the first walk by a cosmonaut in space, opened his hatch and floated around. Almost didn't get back in, which is a fascinating story as well. And then a few weeks, months after that, the Americans did it as well, Ed White, from a Gemini spacecraft. So we're going to have some beautifully restored high-resolution imagery from both of those spacewalks, which will be fascinating.
The Russians are making a movie about that flight, Voskhod 2, with Alexei Leonov.
I'd heard that, yes.
And Pavel Bayleev. And we're going to have a sneak peek of it tomorrow.
Is that right? Well,
yes.
I look forward to that. Fantastic. And also we're going to be showing an episode of the TV series From the Earth to the Moon, which relates to Apollo 13. So some people may have seen it. It was on about, I guess, 15, 20 years ago on TV. So we're going to have that tomorrow night. So that should be really good to see that again. And we're going to be looking forward to another Apollo 13 event, which is actually put together by the Space Association, and that is the screening of the Tom Hanks movie of the same name, Apollo 13, that was actually produced, I think, in 97 or 93, and was one of the first movies to use actual zero-G aircraft for the actual actors to float around inside spacecraft where they were filmed. So when you see the movie Apollo 13 and they're floating around trying to eat their biscuits, they are actually in zero gravity. So it's a great movie. I won't tell you how it ends. You have to come to the movie and find out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be at the Backlot Studios in Southbank on Sunday, April the 12th from 2 to 6pm. We're going to have some competitions, we're going to have some prizes, we're going to have a presentation, we're going to have some celebrity guests, including Darren Hinch, who was actually at Mission Control during that dramatic mission. And we're going to have, we're actually going to have a special greeting from America, so you can only see that if you come along. Now, it is a ticketed event, so what you need to do is to go to Eventbrite and do a search for Lost Moon, or go to the Space Association website, which is space.asn.au, and you'll find a link there to Apollo 13 45th. And from there, you can go ahead and book and select your tickets, etc. Now, I had a look today. The tickets are selling very quickly. There's only about 70 tickets available, and I think we're getting pretty low. So if you really do want to come and see this, get on the website and book your tickets. We had a ball last year. We did an Apollo 11 thing with the movie The Dish, sold out. We had people line up out the door trying to get in. Unfortunately, we couldn't accommodate them. So jump on this one. Hmm. Should be a great day.
If I could pick you up on one point there, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Films by Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Hanks is one of the stars in the film, but it's not by Tom Hanks.
Right.
But just a nitpicking.
That's true.
But it's
actually, Tom Hanks was involved in the From the Earth to the Moon series, so that might be where my thought process is
going.
That's probably where you got that. He's a bit of a space buff. But yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, so Ron Howard produced, directed the movie, and Tom Hanks starred in it as Jim Lovell.
Hmm. And I'll give one little spoiler for the end of the movie.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Oh, well, he was going to be our guest tonight.
Okay. Well, maybe listen in next week and you might pick up on there that is.
Yes.
We'll leave that hanging, okay?
Okay. So the date again?
Sunday, April 12, 2 to 6pm. You do need to book. I strongly expect that if you turn up on the day, we won't have any tickets left. So you'll be kicking around the streets of South Bank with nothing much to do.
And why was that date chosen?
It corresponds with the 45th anniversary of the mission. So it was on during that period. We chose a Sunday afternoon because we thought it would be convenient for people. So 45 years ago, goodness me.
Right, well, we're going to go into some more music here on the Space Show. Thank you, Peter, for coming in. And
this is
Enterprise by Julia Eklar. Now, it's about the space shuttle test craft Enterprise, which our guest that we were going to have on tonight did fly, and also the science fiction Star Trek Enterprise. So this is Julia Eklar with Enterprise.
The morning sun fingers a frost-bitten sky. Somewhere distant, a cock strains his cry. Bright blood in the sky.
Who has been on the space show many times before, the song Enterprise, about the space shuttle test craft Enterprise that Fred Hayes flew, and Star Trek Enterprise, the science fiction story. Now, we've got diary event for you coming up, so get your diary ready again, because after these messages, we'll be looking at the night sky.
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Get ready for a thrill with Melbourne's hottest all-male review show only at GH Hotel. A show that packs a punch with more than just rock-hard abs. This is a rock-solid show, sure to be an unforgettable girls' night out. Men Exclusive is captivating audiences with their fresh, innovative style, the show that is definitely one of a kind. The ladies' night that gets more than just your pulse racing, you will be on the edge of your seat from the moment the curtains open, designed to tease you and ensure you have the time of your life. Men Exclusive now performing live every Saturday night at the GH Hotel in St Kilda. Book now at www.ghhotel.com.au. Southern FM sponsor.
Where do you find the top names in premium kitchenware in one convenient location? Online at appliancekitchen.com.au. Scanpan, pots, pans and cookware. Russell Hobbs kitchen appliances. Noritake dinner sets. Breville blenders. George Foreman grills. Stanley Rogers cutlery sets and many more top brands to choose from. Appliancekitchen.com.au have all the top brands of premium kitchenware and appliances at great prices. And every customer who orders online now receives a complimentary gift. Fantastic kitchenwares, great prices and a complimentary gift, all from the comfort of your own home. For all your kitchenware needs, go to appliancekitchen.com.au. Proud sponsors of Southern FM.
Hey you, got time for a quickie? Do yourself a favour. A PSA blood test could save your life. Prostate cancer isn't just an old man's disease. Think of Sam Newman, Wayne Swan, and ex-footballer Robbie Flower. Early stage prostate cancer has no symptoms. That's right, none. But your best chance of a cure is early detection. A PSA blood test could give you an early warning and give you choices. So why is a woman telling you this stuff? Because my husband was diagnosed in his 50s with no symptoms, but he had his chosen treatment. He's fine. And I've still got my man. Do yourself and your loved ones a favour. Get properly informed about prostate cancer and have a quick and easy PSA blood test, and you could get really lucky. You could get the rest of your life.
Coming up on the space show now, a bit about the night sky. this Saturday, there's going to be an eclipse of the moon. Now, this is an eye-safe event. There's no need for filters. After all, the moon will be darker than usual. Now, an eclipse of the moon can only occur at or, well, basically exactly at full moon. And what happens is the moon moves through the Earth's shadow. So if you draw a line, there's the sun, the Earth, and then the moon passing through that shadow of the Earth. As we said, it's eye safe. You don't need any filters or anything. Unlike a solar eclipse where you would damage your eyes if you look at it, a solar eclipse is when the moon goes in front of the sun. But no, this is just safer even than looking at the full moon. Now, you don't need equipment to view this eclipse. But binoculars or a telescope will enhance your enjoyment of it. So no equipment needed, just naked eye viewing. Now, when is this going to happen? Well, Saturday evening. The partial eclipse, when the shadow of the moon starts to pass across, say, the shadow of the Earth starts to move across the moon, is at 9:15 p.m. Totality will start at 10:54 p.m. and will only last about 15 minutes and end at 11:06. And then over the next hour or so, you can see the moon moving out of the Earth's shadow as the partial eclipse diminishes. So that's starting at 9:15 with a partial eclipse, a totality when the moon is totally in the Earth's shadow at 10:54. It'll end at 11:06 and the partial part will end about an hour or two, hour and a half later. So this is a child-friendly event. In fact, the Astronomical Society of Victoria has organised a free public viewing. They will be on the Princess Bridge across the Yarra River. That's the bridge that links Swanston Street with St Kilda Road and right near Flinders Street Station. And they will have telescopes out on the bridge so that you can view the wonderful sight through their telescopes. So that's this coming Saturday, something for you to do. Well, now we're going to go on with a bit more space music here on the Space Show, our 24th anniversary show. And this song is by Dan Keenan and the Space Shuttle Workforce. It was composed by Dan Keenan in 2011. By the way, Dan was a thermal protection engineer. He worked on the Space Shuttle thermal protection system. And this is a tribute to the workforce that maintained the shuttle for 30 years. Yes, 30 years. And this particular song is called Get Your Work Boots. Sorry, start again. Get Your Work Boots On.
Just sit around and feeling like you're blue. You've got to get up off the couch cause we've got work to do. Don't wait around, I tell you now, you say that it's right. Everything about you has got to stand and fight. Oh, you never know what they decide. You've got to do your best. We ain't got to spar by running from some test. One more time you tell me that I can never stop. We've dreamed a thousand years and we're halfway to the top. You've got to get your work boots on and toughen up your heart. You keep your dream and self alive, but build a brand new star. And when you find yourself ready to proceed, we are at your service in the land of the free. We are at your service in the land of the free. Oh,
Well, the familiar sound there brings back a bit of nostalgia, the sound of the auxiliary power units on the space shuttle. Now, we have Tom Glazer and Dottie Evans, and they've got a ballad for us. It's the Ballad of Sir Isaac Newton.
There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. For example, it's simple, said he. The first law of motion should be: an object at rest tends to remain at rest, and an object in motion tends to remain in motion with the same speed and in the same direction. There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. If an apple falls down on your head, that is gravity, Sir Isaac said. It strikes me that all objects in the universe exert gravitational attraction upon each other. There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws. He illumined the subject of light and showed an amazing insight. By passing a beam of sunlight through an opening in a darkened room and into a prism, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we can see that white light is a combination of the seven colors of the rainbow. There is no disputing, there is no refuting. We're all indebted to Sir Isaac Newton. Because
he constructed a reflecting telescope.
Because he made great discoveries in the field of mathematics. Because
he discovered many of the laws on which physics and mechanics have been developed.
Because Sir Isaac discovered, his genius uncovered the nature of natural laws.
Naturally, he was a genius.
He certainly was. Now, did you know that the scientist who made the most money of anyone was Sir Isaac Newton? Yes, Sir Isaac Newton made more money than any other scientist. Well, it wasn't his money, because he was the director of the Royal Mint. And, of course, well, where did they make money but the Royal Mint? Well, this is the Space Show. Look, if you're experiencing some dropouts in the signal, hang on in there, because we are working on the problem. It's a link between our new studios in Brighton and our transmitter in South Road, Moorabbin. And, well, you know, teething problems with getting a new studio and link up and running. So hang on in there, folks. Now, several weeks ago, we had a feature about Voskhod 2 and the very first spacewalk. You may have heard Peter Aylward talking about that. What we're going to do tomorrow at the Space Association meeting is look back 50 years at that. Well, here are some things that came up from our program about 2 weeks ago, and that was, in researching the story and looking at the headlines and the reports that were in the newspapers at the time, 50 years ago, there are a number of other things that were interesting were happening in the month of March. So on March 15, we had a report, 60th Cosmos Up. Cosmos is a series of mainly secret Soviet era satellites. They were mostly spy satellites. There were some scientific ones mixed in amongst them. On March 13, we had the report, Mariner 4, halfway to the planet, and the planet being Mars. And Mariner 4 did successfully pass Mars and changed our view of that planet virtually forever, because it showed that it's covered in craters, just like the Moon, but these craters are eroded, unlike the lunar craters. March 23, we had the report, Blue Streak up at Woomera. And another headline, Launching Succeeds at Woomera. Well, this was the third blue streak. It was officially called Europa 1F3, and it travelled 983 miles into the Talgano area of Western Australia and reached an altitude of 150 miles. Yes, in those days, newspapers reported things in miles. Then on March 22, we had this headline, Ranger 9 rocketing to moon in a new landing probe. And it successfully impacted the moon. And on the way down towards impact, it sent back a stream of thousands of photographs, which paved the way towards the Apollo landings. March 23, the day after, Ranger heading for the moon was the headline. And the following day, March 24, live TV of moon likely in America. Yes, this was the days before satellite communications, so live TV was only possible in America. Then on March 24, the morning newspaper said, stage set for first US two-man space shot and three orbits in flight plan. Well, this was, of course, the Gemini 3, the first of the 10 manned Gemini missions. There had been a Gemini 1 and 2 unmanned before it. Then on March 24 in the evening, newspaper said, red carpet for space twins, and they steer capsule for first time. Until then, the spacecraft had been under automatic control, but they were able to steer their capsule around. Then on March 25, the morning newspaper said, live TV pictures of space crash. Well, that was the Ranger 9 hitting the moon. And March 26, the headline was, US to peep in space. The next two-man flight in the Gemini project has been tentatively set for June 8. The flight is planned as a four-day mission by the astronauts J. McDivitt and E. White. McDivitt is due to open the capsule hatch and poke his head out into space. Well, things actually worked out a bit differently, because they changed the plan, and in fact, Ed White stepped right outside of the capsule. This was in response to the Voskhod 2 flight. And on March 31, 50 years ago, satellite to bridge Atlantic. And that was the headline, and the text read, the world's first commercial communication satellite will be launched into space next Tuesday to act as a telephone, radio, and television relay between America and Europe. Well, this was the Intelsat 1F1, otherwise known as Early Bird, and it wasn't actually the first commercial satellite, but it was the first one in geosynchronous orbit. Then on March 29, some space debris falls back to Earth. And it was a story that some debris survives re-entry into the atmosphere and reaches the ground. Well, now back on to music here on the Space Show. We're going to have the Chaperones with Cruise to the Moon. Moon.
Shouldn't miss on your cruise to the just you and me. On a cruise to the moon. We'll cruise on a dream. A dream that will never die.
At least 5 miles a second, or it'll never stay up. Some of them can go around the earth in only an hour and a half.
Beep, 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 beep. Around the earth it goes. Beep, 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 beep. And that's how science grows.
Well, that was Dotty. Yes, it was Dottie Evans and Tom Glazer with Beep Beep, all about satellites. Now, the Space Show has a new home on the internet. It is http://, then very easy to remember, it's space.southernfm.com.au. So space.southernfm.com.au. And there you'll find more than 1,200 features from our 24 years of broadcasting here on 88.3 Southern FM.
You're tuned to the great Bayside sounds of 88.3 Southern FM.
A recent survey has found 64% of the Australian male population is overweight or obese. This puts us at great risk of heart disease and diabetes. A low-fat diet and 30 minutes of exercise 3 times per week will greatly reduce your risk. Include some lightweight training, as this has been shown to improve physical function and well-being, as well as helping prevent these serious illnesses.
This has been another community health message brought to you by 88.3 Southern FM, where good health matters.
So, in summary, our company is best equipped to meet your specific needs. Any questions?
Why are you wearing your pyjamas to work today?
Oh, our office is stressing down in return for making a financial donation to Lifeline.
Oh, what a great idea. Oh, so that's why your receptionist is dressed as a fairy.
She really is an angel.
Many Australians experience all kinds of emotional stress, but you can help support Lifeline connect people with care when you stress down on 24/7. To get involved or donate, visit stressdown.org.au.
Drugs and alcohol can wreck a person's life. If you know somebody who is dependent on drugs or alcohol and can't break free, lend a hand. Treatment works. Right now, thousands of Australians are in treatment. They're being helped by professionals with skills that can make a difference. Visit the Australian National Council on Drugs website, ancd.org.au.
Tonight's show was going to have a strong moon theme because our guest was going to be Fred Hayes, who travelled to the moon, didn't land on it, but he went around the moon. And unfortunately, we've had to put him off for a week because of the dropouts that we're experiencing on our link from our wonderful, fantastic, brand new studios. They've done an excellent job setting up this studio. You feel really comfortable and at home in it. But the link is letting us down a little. So if you're experiencing dropouts, just hang on in there because Purple Haze is coming up with Mark Norman, and he's got a very special guest tonight, and I'm sure they've got lots to talk about that's of interest. Well, keeping up with the moon theme, we now have a song called Moon, and it's by the Icelandic singer Björk.
Of the girl
Some people love her, others hate her. I'm in the lover category. That was Björk, Icelandic singer, with Moon, the official version of that song. Now, we are going to head out now with a little bit of a tune called Space by Marillion. And we'll be back next Wednesday with the Space Show, hopefully with Fred Hayes and Werner von Braun. But coming up in a few moments is that wonderful program, Purple Haze. Here we go with Marillion.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Purple Haze this evening. And like the silly duff I am, I've gone and left my intro at home for the very, very first time since I've been doing the show for about 4 years. So Bruce and I thought we might actually hum it. So you can do the bass, Bruce, if you want. Go on, you can do the bass line.
Bow, bow, bow.
That'll have to do.